In a world increasingly plagued by anxiety and disconnection, a profound shift is occurring. Millions are turning inward, seeking authentic paths to healing and growth. This movement crosses demographic boundaries, speaking to our collective hunger for guidance on moving through pain toward genuine connection. Sometimes, when trauma weighs heavily on our shoulders, mere survival takes all our energy. The daily tasks others take for granted, getting out of bed, preparing meals, maintaining basic routines, become monumental achievements. In these moments, simply existing becomes heroic work, though society rarely acknowledges these invisible battles. Those who recover after nearly drowning in trauma deserve more recognition than they typically receive. Their quiet perseverance represents extraordinary courage in the face of overwhelming odds. What initially feels like breaking can actually provide direction, offering profound lessons through our deepest wounds. Toxicity teaches communication by showing exactly what we don't want in relationships. Manipulation leads to reclaiming personal power as we learn to trust our instincts and set firm boundaries. The journey often begins with raw survival, a state where we're simply trying to make it through each breath. When lost in internal battles, pretending stability while harboring old pain, we struggle until we realize dwelling on the past changes nothing. Our minds replay trauma, seeking impossible different outcomes. Only by shifting to the present and embracing self-acceptance, including our imperfections, can we restore energy and reclaim power. Emotional maturity isn't transcending or suppressing feelings, but developing capacity to sit with their rawness without being controlled by them. Like a lighthouse weathering storms, it allows you to face life's turbulence while maintaining ground. This maturity shows in knowing when silence serves better than speech and distinguishing between ego-driven reactions and helpful contributions. True emotional maturity emerges when you can witness your ego attempting drama, yet choose peace instead. This wisdom appears when you notice your emotions becoming heavy before others do, catching yourself when passive-aggressive tendencies surface or your tone becomes defensive. This awareness creates space to breathe and respond gently as the inner storm passes. Remember your strength. You've survived every previous challenge. You transcend mere survival, your past, your pain, and outdated habits. Your transformation will inspire others, showing healing is possible even from the deepest wounds. Healing involves unbinding your emotional history through acceptance and letting go. When confronting buried traumas, expect exhaustion, emotional heaviness, and irritability, signs that healing is occurring as your system processes stored tension and unexpressed feelings. Initially, healing feels counterintuitive. You may become more emotional and aware of previously ignored pain. Unexpected memories surface, triggering overwhelming responses. Fluctuations in sleep, appetite, and energy are normal reactions to deep emotional work, similar to cleaning a neglected wound. During turbulent periods, anxiety creates elaborate stories as emotions attach to information fragments. Recognizing when you're out of balance breaks unconscious patterns. Noticing your harsh speech represents progress, not failure. With sustained healing, your former self eventually feels like a distant memory. Your capacity for joy expands in proportion to your willingness to process sorrow, the paradox of emotional healing. By fully feeling pain, we enhance our ability to experience pleasure. When you no longer fear your darkness, you naturally become more attuned to life's light. Our society glorifies speed, but transformation moves slowly. Small, daily accomplishments often matter more than fast results. Happiness isn't achieved overnight. Peace takes time to build. People who embrace growth emit an attractive energy. Being comfortable moving beyond old limits draws in other emotionally mature people. Turning inward to heal removes layers blocking your natural creativity, connecting you with genuine talents and aspirations. No one shows up perfectly all the time. When upset about faltering, notice your attachment to perfection. Occasional slowdowns are necessary for restoration. Victory comes when you take growth seriously. You realize you're no longer the same person who began the journey. Though every day isn't great, life has new freshness, and your low points aren't as low. Tough emotions no longer control you like before. Joy becomes more available through patience and appreciation for the present moment. Understanding everything has a time limit encourages presence during joyful experiences. Feeling connected doesn't mean someone is right for you. Attraction happens often, but truly fitting together is rare. Trust when someone's energy feels off, it's a signal to proceed with caution. A significant red flag is someone who can't be alone. Such people use your presence to avoid confronting their own issues. Another warning sign is when someone consistently triggers your worst qualities. Not all connections elevate you. Some amplify your roughest edges. People who can't process their internal tension often project it onto others. When someone blames you, sometimes you instinctively know their reaction isn't actually about you. Don't seek perfection. Seek authenticity. Trust your intuition over physical beauty. Look for someone who can discuss issues gently rather than someone who never argues. Green flags include understanding how their emotional history affects their behavior, embracing emotions while regulating reactions, and not expecting perpetual happiness from you. Preventative communication reduces unnecessary arguments by sharing your emotional state before issues arise. Volunteering how you feel helps you acknowledge emotions while giving your partner context to support you effectively. This vulnerability invites support. Your needs change daily, and your partner can't read your mind. True love finds a middle path that works for both. Healing begins with compassionate self-communication, transforming all relationships. Fear and past hurt can make accepting love's selfless nature difficult. The solution balances love between partners with self-love, which enables communicating needs that nourish both individuals. Relationship maturity means being calmly grumpy without taking it out on each other. When moods become heavy without clear cause, avoid projecting these emotions onto your partner. Simply telling them when you feel internally rough and recognizing how temporary emotions affect your thinking prevents countless arguments. Intention is a powerful universal force that initiates action and provides direction. Reclaiming your power requires intentional living and deeply embracing your present feelings. Periodically examine your motivations when greed and fear infiltrate your thinking. Your intuition guides you beyond comfort toward growth. Confusion comes from disconnection from this inner knowing. True intuition appears as calm certainty and never leads to self-harm. Create what your intuition suggests as an act of service. You might help someone by following your heart's truth. Don't let fear prevent you from heeding your inner calling. Your greatest self emerges outside your comfort zone. Success requires only willingness to proceed step by step, not having all answers now. Freedom may come not from fighting harder, but surrendering more deeply. Be present and feel rather than forcing release. The battle ends when you stop fighting yourself. See mistakes as lessons and choose peaceful connection to the present over attachment to the past. As the world shifts between calm and chaos, align with virtues supporting inner peace, living your truth, honesty, gentleness, and generosity. Stay connected to your intuition through uncertainty, letting noble actions create your path.